to a fool.
That's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Our daily dose of those that are not very good at being bad. And we start in a Hank hometown we love. Springtown, Texas.
Aww.
Yeah, the McDonald's here in Springtown. Something went down on Sunday after a McDonald's employee in Springtown was arrested after allegedly using a personal device to steal hundreds of dollars from customers through fraudulent card charges. This kid's 19 out of Poolville. Giovanni Blount faces charges for allegedly double charging customers during legitimate transactions right there at McDonald's. Police are saying that the Blount processed regular customer payments and then used a device of his own to re-enter their cards. And the second charge, typically about $10 to $20, went directly into an account he controlled. Mm. So he racked it up to about nearly $700 before his arrest on early Sunday morning out there in Springtown. Springtown Police Department urges anyone who visited that McDonald's to check their bank statements. Some victims have already received refunds, though police want all affected customers to please pull forward. They literally said that.
Dum, 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 dum.
Make that up.
Speaking of which, our poor police department has enough to deal with on any typical day. But then there are the criminals who are really, really bad at lying. One driver in Palmer, Massachusetts was pulled over. Officers saw white powder all over the car.
Uh-oh.
That's not a good sign.
Baker?
No. They Maybe? Discovered it was heroin and fentanyl, but good try. He did have a great excuse because that was not from drugs, he claimed. It was a powdered donut.
See?
Mm-mm.
I would have bought it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Those things are messy. Let us go to Miami. Yep, Florida. And the tale of a 37-year-old woman in Florida named Lindsay Josephsburg ordered a Lyft from a Family Dollar last week. And when the driver arrived, she asked him, "Hey, can you help me? I just, you know, here at the Family Dollar and I got some bags. Will you help me load them into the back?" Well, the nice Lyft driver did just that. It was nice. While he was doing that, though, Lindsay went up front, got in the driver's seat, and took off in their Honda Accord.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. Now, she didn't get very far. The driver still had his iPhone in the vehicle, which he'd been using for navigation, as Lyft and Uber drivers will do. So the authorities were really, really easily able to track it down. She was also found with some... it wasn't powder from flour in her possession either.
We all want to get fit in 2026, but what are you wearing to the gym, JB? Well, apparently, on the fashion tip, there is now something called butt scrunch tights.
Hello.
Which I'd never heard of.
Okay.
And after researching this, they are exactly as described.
Oh.
Now, some say we need an outright ban on these at the gym because of their attention-seeking, look-at-me vibe. Mm. Others say they are downright embarrassing.
Is that what Mark Phillips was wearing when he sued the goat?
No, but okay. I mean, if anybody could rock one, it's Mark.
All right. Well, to those that do that, shame on you.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame on
shame.
You.
Thirsty.
Let us go to California and Anastasia Sin. S-Y-N-N.
Ooh.
She recently set a Guinness World Record. We should be saluting that, right? Lauding her efforts.
That's no goat milk.
But the Guinness World Record is for implanting now 52 technological devices in her body.
What?
The implants include microchips and magnets with uses ranging from unlocking doors to playing music. Anastasia is a stunt performer and a magician. So how many red flags you want to fly here? Became interested in biohacking, as they call it, after seeing people do it online. Her implants, she says, pay tribute to her late husband, including one that plays their wedding video when scanned.
Who is performing this? Is she doing it herself? A doctor cannot be behind this, right?
Oh, you in trouble, dum-dum. Well, better run.
I'm sure the late husband is looking down with pride.
So there's big bunny action in Colorado where a rabbit being extra friendly. He's been spotted trying to hop into various cars. in this cute little mountain town, now wooing the locals, and is really just an extra cute hitchhiker. Mm. So is it a pet that's lost? No, officials say he's absolutely wild, but still on the loose.
There you go. You keep running, little man. You better run, run.
There
you
go. Dumb, dumb.
Or just show up to your house.
Run, run.
He's got safe haven here. I can't do it with ghosts. But
this is how things start.
Rabbits, we seem to have an act for. And then finally, let us go to Australia. And you see, David Howell is a thespian down there. He's an actor.
Fancy!
Mm-hmm. And David Howell's audition to play a bank robber, possibly, in an upcoming production, freaked everybody out. So David was in the midst of his audition for a series called, well, Run.
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 Double, dumb, dumb.
When a fleet of cop cars pulled up to the studio, he said, next minute the sirens were coming and I'm dressed up looking like a robber. And I was wearing a white singlet and I had a pretend gun. Well, I kind of had the same instincts. And I started to run. They tackled him. Until those that he was auditioning for the part,
oh my,
calmed down everybody. And they explained that there was not an actual robbery taking place. David had just nailed the part.
Oh my gosh.
David landed the role, ladies and gentlemen.
This is why there's not film commissions.
And not behind bars. Congratulations, David. You are a master thespian.
Dum, 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 dum,
and you're our dum, 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 d